Laura is one of 24 full-time students at Bergen University. On most days, as part of her degree program, she visits Barley, a sweet, if troubled, young German shepherd at the Sonoma Humane Society.
What are you gonna do? Sit. I know. It's frustrating, huh? Treat for it?
Laura and her fellow students work with dogs at the shelter to train them out of bad habits and help them become more adoptable so they can find a permanent home. She's especially trying to change Barley's habit of forging ahead.
So if I start walking and she forges, she's learned that she steps back and we get to go. So that's what I've been working on, and it's been working. She just is just so excited.
Barley is supposed to sit patiently as Laura opens and closes doors and gates. But Barley's favorite thing to do is play with a tennis ball in the backyard, and she knows that's where they're headed.
Every time she gets up, I take my hand off the door and I wait for her to sit again. And usually I don't ask her because I know she knows what she's supposed to do. Good girl.
At school, Laura works with dogs, mostly golden retrievers in labs, bred and raised to respond to human commands. The university specializes in training service dogs for disabled people and veterans. But university founder and president Bonnie Bergen says being around dogs like Barley, who have learned bad habits from previous owners, is good for the students. Many graduates go on to run or work in obedience schools.
When they go out and they start their own obedience classes or training classes with individuals, what they have to contend with in terms of a problem behavior that they have to correct. And of course, training the dog is really the easy part of it. It's teaching the human. And humans are not as receptive as the dogs are to learning new behaviors and new approaches.
Bergen makes a distinction between educating dogs and the old-style dog training. The difference lies in where the information is stored in the dog's brain. Calm, kind reinforcement sends information to the front brain, where thought and analysis is kept. Hurting or hitting a dog sends information to the hind brain, the reactionary, primitive part. It alters behavior, but is based on fear and limits the dog's ability to perform. Bergen hopes her students will help change that.
I'd like to see our students who graduate here to have changed the world and the world's perspective about how to interact with dogs.
Bergen originated the concept of service dogs in the mid-1970s. She began by training them to turn on light switches, retrieve items, pull wheelchairs, and open doors. Today, dogs have been trained to pass credit cards to cashiers, helping people shop, pull blankets up to help people get into bed. Some even smell low blood sugar levels on the breath of sleeping diabetics and wake them before they slip into a coma. What they'll be able to do in the future, Bergen thinks, is unlimited.
And I think that we will have increased the value, and not just the value, but the use of dogs and the partnership with dogs. I don't think we've even scratched the surface yet about what dogs and humans can do together.
Back at the Humane Society, Laura has similar high hopes for Barley.
She's a really sweet dog. She just needs a lot of attention and work. You know, she'd have to have the right dedicated person, but I think she'd make someone a really great dog. Barley, sit down. Good girl.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.